Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Aha! Ah, you know what hour this is, right? It is the 5 o'clock hour. And the 5 o'clock features a mix of rant line calls and live phone calls. The rant line is, of course, our voicemail service. We collect comments, commentary, and rants, outright rants, from you, 860-751-4698. It gives us a second way to get your voice on the air. It's hard for some people to do the live calls because of the timing. It's hard for some people because of the stress of it or the wait on hold or whatever it is. And some people like the rant line better, as it turns out. So feel free to use it. A lot of people use both. Whatever you do, it's there for you and has livened up the show, and I'm thankful for that. 860-751-4698, once again, is that phone number. We've got a well-rounded rant line this afternoon with some of our stars checking in. I think you're going to enjoy the flow of the content and the conversation, and we will get to it in just a couple minutes. There is still time for you to perhaps get a comment on the air on things like what happened yesterday. If you had a chance to hear during the 4 o'clock hour yesterday, the governor was on doing a press conference, and he had this scared sound in his voice, which I've only heard on a couple of different occasions, announcing a 6.1 positivity rate for the state, something that obviously shocked him and scared him and surprised him. And I think the governor's been very cynical in his approach to COVID and has tried to stretch out his kingship, his executive powers, his emergency powers, so that he's alone in making decisions a little too long. And I think that's a problem. Johnny in Enfield, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hi, Todd. I think it's very disturbing. I read the other day that the Governor Lamont arrested a bar owner because he had too many people in his establishment for the COVID-19. I mean, if he's going to find him, he's going to find him. I understand that. But to arrest the guy, I think that the governor has crossed the line. And my own personal feeling right now is I don't feel safe, and I don't think any other Connecticut citizen should feel safe right now.
Yeah, and the thing you don't feel safe from is what?
Arrest. You know? I mean, if he did it to one person just because they have too many people, you know, in their establishment, I don't see where anybody's safe, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing your opinion, and we will talk more about it as the show goes on. It's great to hear from you, Johnny. 860-522-9842. WTIC, it's Rants Line time. Let's get it going. We were tight on time with the last caller, but I just wanted to say, I assume he's alluding to the restaurant in Bridgeport that was shut down, the bar in Bridgeport that was shut down after a video was circulated showing violations of coronavirus restrictions. I don't believe anybody was arrested. At least I have no recollection of that. But if somebody can straighten me out on that. I think the point was to make the show of force with regard to violating COVID restrictions and to penalize the restaurant in terms of business. But fill me in if you know something I don't. 860-522-9842. We do mix phone calls live with phone calls recorded on the rant line. So we'll start the rants. We'll mix in some live phone calls. 860-751-4698, the rant line number.
Hi, Todd. This is Mary Beth again. They call me MB because all the boys like me. This is for Governor Ned for canceling Halloween. Trick or treat, Ned can't think on his feet. He messes up the flow of the Todd Feinberg radio show.
Yeah.
If he had a real job, we would let him go. He's going back to phase two. He really has no clue. When you were a kid in school, you ate Elmer's glue.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, the trouble is, as I said a while ago with Rob Sampson, having a governor in this position is not the American system of government. And the American system of government was built the way it was for good reason. You don't want all the power sitting in the hands of one person.
Halloween, I'm going to surround my house with Trump signs. Not to scare the kids, just to keep away blood-sucking monsters. It doesn't work on vampires, but it does work on liberal progressives.
That's what Rantline calls are like, if you are hearing them for the first time. Let's go to Patty in Naugatuck. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Todd. You have the best laugh in the world.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's really, you almost smile when I hear you laugh. I wanted to say that in regards to the governor, being the really having all the power in his hands, and also in regards to hospitalizations, I don't think any one person knows everything about everything. And I think it's much better a shared responsibility when they bring our legislators back who represent the people who are closest to them. Because when you talk about lockdowns, they don't stop a virus. They have not been utilized many times in the past for very deadly virus that some of them had 50% mortality rate. All they do is postpone it. And if you want to postpone it, what is the reason you're postponing it? We know more about coronavirus SARS-CoV-2 today than we did back in March, April, and May. We have treatments that are very effective. We need to be looking at hospitalizations, critical care. How long they're going into critical care, how many patients in there, are they on ventilators, are they just for supportive? Some people with COVID simply go to the hospital to get oxygen for a few days and then go back home. So we need to look at the duration of how long they stay in the hospital, the level of illness for them, are they on ventilators, and how long their stay is in general. And you're going to find there's less people there. They also are not there for
less being hospitalized.
Yeah,
they're staying for less time. There's much more awareness of how to treat them. I think all that's true. Thank you, Patty, for the call. And beyond that, what you see happening throughout this, but it gets worse as time goes on, is that somebody in the governor's position becomes, if he doesn't start out that way, more concerned with what's going to happen to him because of the decisions he's making and has made than what becomes of the state. And to me, this has been true from the beginning with Jolly Ned, but it gets worse as time goes on because it's really hard to have total control over something that you don't really know much of anything about, which I'm describing Ned with regard to leadership and this disease. Really hard to have total control because then you have total responsibility unless you're really good at the art of deception. R.P. Wallingford, hi. Yes, R.P.
Hi, Todd. Sorry, my thing went on mute for some stupid reason. On this Bridgeport thing, I heard a little bit about it, but what happened? Somebody came in and videotaped and then snitched on them? Is that what happened?
Put the videotape up on social media, so the word got spread that way.
I'm assuming that's what happened, correct?
It got put up on social media, yes.
Oh, okay. So this infuriates me. What right does this guy, this is his own private business. If you're an adult and you want to go out to a bar, then go. Maybe a lot of these people don't have elderly people in their lives that they're going, they're not worried about subjecting them to the virus. What right does anybody have to shut that business down? It's a private business.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. The trouble is that this governor, along with governors all over the country, have bought into this plan where they get to make all the decisions and they have absolute power. And that puts you into this twisted land of how do you survive politically with this power rather than how do you maintain constitutional rule and let the people have their voice and all those different dynamics that he's failing miserably on.
Well, the other thing, Todd, is remember when Windham County was doing so well in the beginning and you were saying that why don't we have flexibility and allow certain areas of the state to do things?
Yes.
Well, now he's giving towns flexibility. Oh, if you want to go to back to level two, you can do that. Well, that wasn't the case when it was getting worse in the beginning.
Well, that's right. Had he given – and I'm so glad you brought this up, RP. Had the governor said to Windham County 4 months ago or whatever, 5 months ago, look, you guys aren't with the rest of us in this state. You do what you think is best. Be careful. Here are guidelines I think you should follow. But then they could have had a chance to make some money, put some money in the bank.
Right.
That's how you get through. If it's going to be a two-year thing, that's the only way to survive it.
Yep, completely inconsistent. But the restaurant thing really has my blood boiling because you should be able to go wherever you want. And if you go in and you don't feel comfortable, leave. Why would you videotape it? Just leave.
That's right. Leave people alone and let them do their thing. RP, thank you, sir. 860-522-9842. Back to the rant line calls.
Hey, Todd. There's a number of people out there who think that Donald Trump has not done a good job in terms of managing COVID. Let me explain something to them here. I'm looking at a video right now that's on the internet of the streets and highways and train stations out of Paris in massive gridlock as many tens of thousands and even hundreds of thousands of people are fleeing Paris because Emmanuel Macron is shutting Paris down.
Incredible.
And people to leave their homes are going to have documents.
Imagine.
There's been violent protests. The shelves in stores are all stripped. How does someone then say that Donald Trump, with what we've experienced in the United States, it really messed up the COVID response? Do they not even see what's going on in other parts of the world? I think Donald Trump did a very good job.
Yeah, well, I like this as a comment outside of the context of Trump, which adds a lot of complexity to it, because then you're triggering all the anti-Trump emotion that people have. But I really want people to understand this as a system of government dynamic. Liberty belongs to us. Any infringement upon that by our elected representative who have sworn an oath to the Constitution or the constitutions, there is a problem with them having this kind of power. Our system is based on that you can't trust people. You can't trust people in government to take total control, because whatever lines they cross, they go way further than they should be, and then they don't go all the way back. 860-522-9842. Jeff Manchester, hello.
Yeah, hi, Todd. The last caller who talked about people deciding for themselves on things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel that way. The bigger question is, why are no politicians at all or pundits saying that? To me, that strikes a total corruption of the system. I think we don't realize how corrupt the system is. I mean, politicians aren't just afraid. They're not just that dumb. This is total corruption. This is a operation.
When you say total corruption, explain what you mean by those words.
Well, I mean that these people are in the bag. They don't have allegiance to the Constitution and people's rights. they have a higher allegiance to something else. And, you know, because any thinking person, anybody with a modicum of intelligence would come up with better solutions than what they're doing. And to think that this is just idiocy across the board, every Democrat, every Republican, including Trump. Trump's not calling for a laissez-faire attitude here. He's not saying, you know, do what you want. You should be free to go where you want. He's not saying that at all.
Well, so, that's certainly what he's doing with his behavior. But he's not devoted to intellectual consistency with regard to concepts of liberty because he doesn't think in those terms, as far as I can tell. But he is trying to keep government out of it. He has kept the federal government much more out of it than the state governments have been.
He is better than the rest of these clowns, but no one is saying anything like the other gentleman. And it's very striking to me that you have 535 members of Congress, 100 senators, and you have an entire mainstream media, and not one of them is advocating anything close to saying, hey, open up everything, be on your own, make your own decisions. Not one person saying that.
Well, that's true.
And
I think the bag they're in is their own careers is what they care about. And there's no context for that. There's no example of that. That being principled and devoted to doing what's right according to the Constitution isn't in many people's bag of tricks as something that they know how to do or they think would be beneficial. And that's what we need to change. Thank you, sir, for the call. 860-522-9842. More rant line.
Hey, yo, Todd. This is the candy wrapper. It's almost Halloween, and it's going to be a full moon to be seen. Hey, have you seen the size of that guy, Mock the Shock? I think he can hit it out of Fenway Park. When he gets his seats, I think he needs two. He's been ordering too much Uber Eats and eating sweet treats. They say COVID infections are up each day. I say, good, my employer's going to give me hazard pay. Hooray. I really despise the libs. We should put them all back in their cribs. They're always lying and crying and protecting Biden. I thought the Dems were the party of peace and love. I just want to hit them with my boxing gloves. All Republicans should be better at Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Trump says he's got rockets that go 7 times faster. Biden is a disaster. I'm back at it with hits. The Dems hate me because they have no wit. They hate me. They berate me. We are all more successful than we ever have been. We need to reelect him. Remember to vote for Donald J. on Election Day. Happy Halloween. Candy gotta go. Do another show and make some more green. I love all the attention. I'm a great new invention. I'm a boy that's a burst of joy. I'm the candy rapper. Thank you, Todd. Bye-bye.
Wow. What a ball of fire that character is, huh? I hope nobody's getting spooked by the candy wrapper, like that you feel you've got that kind of responsibility in terms of delivering creativity. There are no requirements. Do whatever you want to do and do the best thing you can. 860-522-9842, the rant line number, 751-4698. Sony in Naugatuck. Hi, Sony.
I just want to say when President Trump asked Biden, you know, what did he do 8 years with Obama, he really did not have any answer. Did not have any answer whatsoever, you know. And that is shame, you know, on Democratic Party, you know, very, 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 very bad.
Maybe he just didn't want to say what they did accomplish. Maybe it was worse than nothing.
Yes, it's just he did not have any answer. This guy, President Trump, is trying to do so much in 4 years, what he had accomplished, and is just not right. Just not right for this kind of individual facing him. There's no personality on the other side. There is no personality to face China, North Korea, anybody. You know, this is ridiculous, you know.
Sony, you're awesome. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate it so much.
Hi, Todd. This is Jerry from Stores. Here's my rant. For Sleepy Joe, wouldn't it be ironic if you and your son, Hunter Biden, become the Orange Man, wearing your orange jumpsuits from prison cells when they finally put the two of you behind bars for money laundering in China dealings. You are losers.
Wow, that goes right to the heart of things, doesn't it?
It takes a revolution.
WTIC, Friday afternoon. It's Rant's Line Hour.
Public service. Beg these people with the Biden and Black Lives Matter signs in front of their million-dollar houses to call in and explain the way they think, because I do not get it. Do they not understand that they're voting for a Marxist regime that will take their houses from them and will take their money and take their whole lifestyle, and yet they support these people? Explain it.
Well, the explanation is they don't understand what they're getting caught up in. There are emotional tugs being made on people's heartstrings, or even social pressure, where you have to have, maybe you feel you have to have a BLM sign in your front yard, and you don't even know about it being a Marxist organization.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling from Northwest Connecticut. I believe it's the 63rd District. And we have an incumbent up there that's done a fantastic job for us. He represents the people, and we want him back again. His name is Jay Case, and he's done a fantastic job for us, the people in Northwest Connecticut, and he's the guy we want back. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. I forgot that I invited people to make those kinds of pleas to pitch candidates. And we'll look for more of that on the Rant Line before the election on Tuesday, 860-751-4698. Specifically on Monday, I want to play those. And Monday during the 3 o'clock hour, we are inviting candidates to just call in. You don't need an appointment. You can't have an appointment. Just call in and make a quick pitch for yourself during the 3 o'clock hour here on the show. Okay? It's simple. It's fun. It's easy to maybe raise your profile to take advantage of the opportunity. WTIC, you rock, you roll, because you're here supporting this radio station. Thank you for that. Okay, we're mixing up our Rant Line calls with our phone calls. We've got a couple more candidate pitches. These are actual candidates calling in, I think. Mike, let's hear the first one.
Hi, this is Lou Arata, and I'm running for state rep from the 83rd District, which includes Meriden and Berlin. I support law enforcement and received the endorsement from both the Connecticut State Fraternal Order of Police and the Meriden Police Department Union Local 1016. My opponent voted for the Police Accountability Act, HB 6004. I would never have voted for that bill, nor a bill that hasn't been properly vetted, giving legislators the necessary time to actually read and study what's in the legislation. I stand for transparency and accountability for myself, my government, and for everyone living within society. Either we're a nation of laws or we're not. We must shrink the size of our state government, and I will lead in that effort. I will not vote for any new taxes, only reducing them, employing a common sense approach to spending priorities, and embracing zero-based budgeting, so the hard-working men and women of this state may keep more of what they earn and decide the best way to spend their money for themselves and their families. Quit the excuses. Change the behavior. I ask for your vote and that of everyone you know. Vote for Lou Arata.
All right, so just in terms of Monday, I want to get a lot of these. So Lou did a good job there. I would encourage a little more spontaneity. Don't read it, and don't go on quite so long. But otherwise, that was really nicely done. Lou Arata, Meriden, Berlin, Kensington, 83rd District. All right, another one. Mike.
Good afternoon. I'm Donna Beach, and I'm running for state rep in the 30th District, which covers portions of Berlin, Kensington, and Southington. I'm looking to replace the seat that Joe Arsenowitz held for over 15 years. I have been a resident in Berlin for over 30 years, where I reside with my husband, who is a police officer in Berlin. We've raised three daughters who are all nurses. I have 39 years of business experience working with profit and nonprofit organizations. I'm a development and marketing director and have been on numerous boards that support the arts and children's causes. I'm a huge supporter of the Second Amendment and have been endorsed by the Berlin Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP, Southington FOP, Connecticut FOP, NRA, and CCDL. I love the beautiful state of Connecticut. I am running because I can't stand by any longer and watch what is happening in Hartford. We need to stop the wasteful spending, reduce the tax burden, support our police, and bring manufacturing back to Connecticut and retain them. I'm anti-toll. The proposed police accountability bill should be amended. Berlin and Southington residents in District 30, please get out to vote in person on Tuesday or drop your ballot off at the ballot box in front of Town Hall. We have got to turn the seat red and vote Republican across the board on Tuesday. Thank you for your support and have a great evening.
All right, same critique there, but that's very informative and helpful. We just need them a bit shorter, less formal, more spontaneity. Rant line calls from politicians. We'll be playing a lot of them on Monday, I hope. 860-751-4698. In the 3 o'clock hour, we will have politicians just calling in spontaneously on the live line, and we'll take them in order as they call. We'll get to Bishop Selders in a minute. Johnny in Enfield, hi.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify something concerning the arrest of an owner of a pub in Danbury the other day. I read a local article about it. The article said this. The owner said that they had 6 door guards counting the number of patrons, and unfortunately, he or she was arrested, but they were not in violation, they said, of the number of patrons that they were supposed to have in there. So I just wanted to clarify that situation.
Yeah, so this is the woman in her 30s who owns a bar with a Spanish name. Is that the one?
The article didn't say that, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, so here it is. I just pulled it up. The owner of an Ives Street restaurant in Danbury is facing her 3rd public health emergency order violation for flouting state coronavirus restrictions. It doesn't say she was arrested, but then it says Friday night she was arrested. Okay. At La Costanita Bar and Restaurant. The arrest came after an inspection following up on arrests made over the summer. So it's not the first time she's been arrested. So your point is just that people shouldn't be getting arrested for this kind of violation.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. My point is people shouldn't be arrested for that. That's, you know, I mean, you want to find people, I get that. But I think to cross the line when you do that.
All right, Johnny, thank you for calling back and clarifying. 860-522-9842. Bishop John Selders. Hello there, sir. Election coming up Tuesday. You pumped? Are you ready?
I am. I am excited. We're gonna have some fun in the next few days.
Now, are you actually feeling positive? Because there is this thing in America today where everybody thinks they need to lament all this excitement and stress and chaos, and I find it gratifying. I'm not sure why, but what's your reaction to it?
Well, I can tell you this. This is an opportunity for us as citizens to show what it really means to be a citizen, to participate in this democratic republic, the exercising of our vote. I'm always, election days are always kind of exciting. And between me and you and all of our listeners here, I made a solemn vow. It was, in fact, a negotiation chit with my then girlfriend and now my wife, that if I ran for political office or if I didn't stop riding the motorcycle that I used to ride, then those were deal breakers in order for us to get married. So here's my kind of way that I can live out my political self by being involved in electoral politics in this.
Oh, wow. So she really trimmed the wings, huh? You've got an occasional vote is what you get to do politically. But I agree with you. I've always felt that this sense of elevation that there's a beauty to the idea that this is ours, and that idea gets expressed in the power given to us to make a vote. And so I always love going into the voting booth and being part of that process and having that be a community center for the town on that day where we come together. I think that's awesome.
I think that's right. And for me, I have the added dynamic of being African-American and knowing that the vote for us has not come easy. And so I go carrying the right, really, of my ancestors and the hopes and dreams and their aspirations that we would someday have just the same opportunity to vote that others have. So, it's always a good day, even when my candidate doesn't win, even if I'm voting for the lesser of two evils, which are sometimes the case. I am in this opportune moment, and like you, with the community, we're doing something. We're exercising our voice together. And so there's something pretty, pretty special about that. And this is not every country in the world that gets the opportunity to do that. So, yes, I'm excited. I'm going to lead some conversations and some discussions, both on Election Day and in the aftermath, whatever the outcomes are. I'm looking forward to how this all shakes out.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for that little positive message on it. I appreciate it. Bishop John Selders is the Assistant Dean of Students at, now I'm blanking on your school. What's it called?
Trinity College.
Trinity, of course, and the co-founder of Moral Monday CT. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you again next week.
All righty.
And don't forget to vote. That was just a little joke for John on his way out the door. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Justin Wallingford, hi.
Hey, Todd. And I think one of the previous callers wondered why someone wouldn't just, you know, leave if they didn't like what was going on in the bar and why they would record it. Well, it's because they're a white knight. They think they're doing the right thing because you could kill somebody by breathing. So, you know, that's what they think. That's why they would do it. It's almost always the person filming it thinks they're a good person or... You know, in the case where someone films themselves committing a crime, because we've seen any number of stories like that, and they post their deeds on Facebook, they're doing it for social accolades, in their in group, whatever it is. So this is the same thing; it's just a little different. They're not doing it because they think they're actually going to save any lives. This is all about
virtue signaling, I guess, is what they call it, Justin.
Yeah, but specifically to their in group, not to everybody, because obviously there's a bunch of us who disapprove, but to their in-group, it's a social climbing thing.
Yes. All right, Justin, thank you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, maybe. Jim in Hartford. Hey, Jim.
Happy Friday, Todd.
Yes, sir.
Do you think you have any undecided voters listening to your show?
Well, if they exist, they probably exist in front of a speaker listening to WTIC. Sure. Are you going to make a play for them?
That would be the place, yeah. Actually, I have great news for them. The Democrats are actually giving away free samples of Life Under Biden here. It's this weekend. There's an easy sign-up. All you have to do is turn off your heat. And if you have to go anywhere this weekend, be sure to walk. That's it.
To prepare for the environmentalism of the future?
Sorry?
What's that? No, go ahead and repeat what you said. We were talking over each other. Say it again.
Sorry about that, yeah. That's what the Green New Deal will be sure to deliver for us.
Yes, the Green New Deal. Experience it. Be cold. Thank you, Jim. Tom in Watertown. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Nice to hear from you.
I might be off base on this a little bit, but this coming election, it sure looks to me, if the Democrats really want to vote, you know, for Biden, they're voting pretty much for communist China to take over this country again. And the other thing is, I have a feeling that with all the information that the FBI has on Mr. Biden and his son, that as soon as he gets in, there's going to be impeachment procedures started. And then you're going to have President Harris. So that's my take on it anyway. But thanks anyway. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Yeah, that could be. It could also be that he will squash those, because he will be the chosen successor to the dangerous period of Donald Trump.
Come on, man. The reason the Biden campaign doesn't look like it's doing anything,
yeah,
traveling at all, is because we're not doing super spreader events. That, and we're really not going anywhere, doing anything, or campaigning, really. We can't draw people to a rally. Hell, we can't draw.
What happened?
Yeah, hey, Todd, why don't you knock it off with the negative stuff every day, every day, every day? We know the statistics. Tell us something good for a change.
Well, the truth is, in my belief system, it's good to be reality-based. And I only bring it up because there's such resistance to the idea of me stating some facts. But mostly, I've been talking about it because people keep bringing it up, as you just did. This is the first mention of it today.
Hi, Todd. I just want to call and thank you for saying that Trump has a chance and that you see the possibility that he's close to the same magic he had in 2016 to win the election. It's just good to hear you talking positive about winning this election.
Yeah, well,
thanks.
I've been talking positive about Trump for the 3 years and 6 months that I've been on the air here at WTIC, so don't be so sensitive in the future, okay? But thank you for the call.
Hey, Todd, it's Dominic from East Hampton. And the big news is you're missing it. Let me be the first to give you the giant scoop.
All right.
Trump is going to turn Connecticut red. And so when my prophecy comes true, I'm coming for your job, buddy. Just kidding. You're doing a fine one. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that.
Todd, I'm holding my head here. I'm reading that Tucker Carlson had some damning stuff sent to him by UPS or whoever, and it disappeared. I mean, I don't know. I deal with a lawyer, and he doesn't send personal stuff like that. We have a courier for something that damning. I mean, really? We send it in the mail. We all know about the mail.
Yeah, don't
say. Yeah, my rant today is about all the...
Oh, forget about that. All right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.